This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Once again, he's only half right, but he's getting closer. Good morning and welcome to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is making his way to the Republic of Texas. We've got Matt Locke sighting updates for you. We'll get into that as the program goes along. Of course, as always, we'll be taking your phone calls as well. If you want to join us on that Patriot Mobile hotline, 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. Oh, do we have a boatload of stuff to go through this morning? I'm glad to have you guys listening on the USA Radio Network. We love to have you guys watching on social media, on Facebook, on Periscope, of course, on the Google machine. What is it? YouTube. We're on Google, YouTube, you name it. We're everywhere. It's The Conservative Cartel. Well, you guys on Facebook watching on The Conservative Cartel page or The Liberty Eagle, you guys are already sharing the video and you're liking it. That means you're awesome and we like you. You are officially the cartel. That's right. Hashtag we are cartel. So there you go. Glad to have you guys on board. You guys watching. You guys keep sharing. By the way, The Liberty Eagle, they're winning on the share count. I just want to let you guys know. So, I mean, step it up, Conservative Cartel. You can do it. I'm proud of you guys, too. You do well also. All right, so this morning on the program, as Matt Locke patiently makes his way, well, I don't know. I've seen him drive. There ain't nothing patient about it. He's making his way down to Texas. Ron Phillips, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate. Hey, you got an update. You said Matt's about how far down in his trip from Indiana to Texas?
I think he's about 4 or 5 hours in now. So he's in Illinois. Coming down Interstate 70, I believe. Check in with us.
Yeah, hey, no kidding. Yeah, give us a holler if you want, Matt. Just be careful. I think he's driving a big truck with a lot of stuff in it, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Do not drive through Chicago.
No, he's way south of there. But, yeah, that's not a good place with a big truck with stuff in it.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. They've got gun control in Chicago, so the odds of getting shot are far greater. It's just how it goes. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, all right, Matt, we'll drive safe. By the way, since he's not here, I decided to pull a boatload of information. Oh, my Lord, do I got a lot to cover on today's program. We've got brand new Clinton emails revealing classified documents. I know. Shocker. We've got the Clinton Foundation connections within that. This is from Judicial Watch, one of my favorite organizations. Yeah, they go and force the government to turn over all the little nefarious activities they do that they don't want us to know about. We've got more Kanye. Kanye West dons a MAGA hat, defends his love for his dragon energy brother Donald Trump, despite his wife's, Kim Kardashian's intervention. But now she's even defending Trump and Kanye, well, via Kanye. So, of course, Donald Trump calls Kanye very cool. Believe me, Kanye's very cool. He's a cool dude. Believe me. So we've got that going on. Rudy Giuliani is reopening negotiations about a presidential interview with Bob Mueller, but cautions the special counsel that Trump remains resistant. Gee, I wonder why he's resistant. Because they're out to get him? Facts don't matter to these people? It's a witch hunt? They just took his attorney, went and raided his home. No attorney-client privilege. Unlike, the Owen brothers. Yeah. We've got the NRA breaking a 15-year fundraising record, raising nearly $2.5 million in March. Keep up the good work, Camera Hog. Keep up the good work, you guys. The more you guys are doing more. You know, they're doing more for the NRA than Barack Obama did for gun sales. You've got that. And okay, guys, I have some bad news for you. So it turns out that climate change isn't nearly as bad as they thought. Global warming scientists are now admitting. I'm not even a scientist. I don't even play one on the radio. And I've been telling them that for years. What? How am I so smart? Why do I have this vast knowledge that these people do not possess? Oh, wait, I don't. It's called common sense. And I'm not getting paid by the government to lie. Ted, speaking of lying, lying Ted. See, I changed it. Remember, he was lying Ted in the primary. But then Trump goes, I like Ted. Ted's a good guy. He's a great senator from Texas. Well, we used to have lion Ted Kennedy. And he actually was a liar, but he was also called the lion of the Senate. We have a new lion of the Senate. His name is Ted Cruz, and we want to make sure he gets reelected. He's already endorsed Donald Trump for 2020. I really like Ted Cruz. I'm a big fan of him because he's not a liar. He's very sharp. He's constitutional. And I think if he maybe had a few billion behind him and a little more gregarious personality, he might be president today. And even, you know, something we haven't done in a while, and I know you guys have probably missed it, but you won't miss it today. We've got Tales from the X-Files, the Chris X-Files, that is. After 40 years, a man is arrested for the Golden State murders and rapes from the 70s and 80s. He was the original Night Stalker. You guys remember that? I think they even made a movie about it. This is crazy. They arrested this dude 40 years later via DNA. So they got that. As we get time, we'll get into that as well. Obviously, we're going to kick things off not with Kanye, but with Judicial Watch. So according to Judicial Watch, they released yesterday 281 pages of newly uncovered emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton from the U.S. Department of State sent and received over her unsecure nonstate.gov email system. The emails dated 2010 through 2013 contained classified information and detailed collusion. We have some collusion, folks, between the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation. You want to weigh in on this or any of the things we're going to talk about on today's program? Remember that Patriot Mobile hotline is open. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Does this surprise you at all that we're getting more emails and there actually was collusion between Clinton and the Foundation and the State Department? 202-866-7466. That is the Patriot Mobile hotline. 202-866-7466. Let's just tear into this because there's a lot to go through. 10 emails contain classified information redacted. But remember, no charges have been filed. In the interest of national defense or foreign policy, including confidential sources, concern Israel and the Middle East. Most of the emails include exchanges with former Prime Minister Tony Blair. The emails show Hillary conducted classified and sensitive negotiations about the Arab-Israel conflict on her unsecure, non-governmental server. Remember when Barack Obama said, well, he found out about it the same way we did on the news. I found out about it just like you did, just like I did everything else, even though I was communicating with her. I don't know why whenever I try to imitate Barack, I somehow turn into Clinton. I don't know what happens. I've never been able to imitate Barack. I can, I have fun with Bill Clinton, but I just can't. I've never been able to. The only Barack Obama impression I was able to do was change. We need change. Boy, did we get it. We got a Secretary of State who determined she was going to change the way she did business on an unsecure, non-governmental server that we have no idea how many times was hacked. It had classified information on it, which is breaking the law. I hate to say there's justice and then social justice in this country, because social justice is not justice, but that's what we have. How many people have been thrown in jail for having classified material that was exposed, and nothing is happening to Hillary? In fact, she's still running around blaming everybody and everything for why she didn't get elected. Maybe it's because you were a buffoon, Hillary. All right, so let's go through. We'll break down some of the stuff. A document labeled quote-unquote plan was completely redacted and classified. That's classified material, folks, on an unsecured server. A November 2012 email chain that discusses the Mideast and then includes Deputy Chief of Staff Jake Sullivan Blair as ACLB and Clinton. Another 2012 email chain discusses the Mideast, includes Sullivan, Clinton's office manager Claire Coleman, and Blair and Clinton. November 2012, An email chain fully redacted, titled Mideast Peace, includes Blair Clinton, Obama's envoy to the Middle East, David Hale, Sullivan and Blair's chief of staff, and former Downing Street aide, Catherine Rimmer. By the way, when I say David Hale, that's H-A-L-E. Not like how Ron or Sexual Chocolate would say. He would spell Hale as H-E-L-L. All hail! I'm busting on you, Chocolate. Just want to let you know that.
It's all good, man. I love my Texas accent. Oh, hail. Hail is a two-syllable word.
Oh, hail, no. Hail. Were you gonna? Did you just say hey, or did you? Or was that it?
Nope, that was it.
Oh, okay. I said hey. I was just like, hey, see you. So we've got that in April 2011 email exchange between Blair, Clinton, and Sullivan concerning Israel. By the way, I want to go back. Excuse me. We're looking at November 2012 emails titled Mideast and fully redacted. Is it possible that there's something to do with Benghazi in there? Just wondering. Just wondering. Remember what happened in September of 2012? Yeah. Okay, so April 2011, that exchange between Blair, Clinton, and Sullivan concerning Israel. Blair says he had another long session with Benjamin Netanyahu, called him Bibi. 2011 in May, exchange concerns Israel. Includes Blair, Clinton, and Sullivan. More emails concerning Palestinians. Includes Blair, Clinton, and Sullivan. Blair says, I've also sent you a paper. In 2011, an email regarding Israel includes Blair, Sullivan, Clinton. Blair says, saw Israeli Prime Minister. Put the concept of a Q statement. He was receptive. Palestinians interested, too. I know there are discussions also involves you guys are having, they're having, and the French initiative. In 2011 of July, an email with several national security redactions written by Blair, Clinton, and Sullivan. Blair says, I saw Bibi, Molcho, I don't know, it's M-O-L-C-H-O. Chief negotiator in the Israeli negotiating team with Palestinians. I'll speak to David Hale. Oh, hell. I can see Cameron and Sarkozy with David. I saw Egyptians, and back in 2010 of September, an email exchange titled Info for You includes Sullivan, Blair, and Clinton. Writes that he just spent 3 hours with Netanyahu, Sullivan, using his Sprint BlackBerry. He writes, we have pitched this to blank redacted. I don't think that Blair smashed his BlackBerry with a hammer. That was Clinton. All of her mobile devices, instead of turning them over to the FBI, they were smashed with hammers. Yeah. She gonna plead the fifth. Sure, she found out just the way. So I just went through a list of 10 emails with classified information. Let me ask you this question. If you're part of the Justice Department, remember, there wasn't enough to go get Hillary. That's what Comey said. And he didn't know if she knew she was actually breaking the law. She didn't know, even though she knew there was freedom of information requests that they could take to get her emails from a state.gov email account. But supposedly she did not know that she had her own server, which cost more money to the taxpayers. And was illegal, and had classified information, and was hacked. If you were the FBI, would you go after 202-866-7466. That's the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. I'm Chris X. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultratropine. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matlock is not here. He is slowly but surely making his way across the Great Plains. Well, maybe not exactly the Great Plains, but this great land, making his way from Indiana back to Texas as he moves his family down to Texas, to the promised land. Mr. Ron Phillips, apparently we've had another Matlock sighting.
Absolutely. He is now in Mount Vernon, Illinois, so he's making good progress. On the road for about 5.5 hours, moving along. And you know how it is when you're driving those big trucks like that. They probably have a governor on them. But, you know, if Matt Locke can drive at 80 miles an hour, he will. But it's probably 60. Just say it.
I can't even imagine Matt only driving 60.
Well, no.
Yeah,
just not even in a big truck like that.
Not even in a big truck.
But I think they've got a caravan up here. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, maybe he is. He's probably going a little slower than he normally would. All right, so there you go. He's making his way slowly but surely to the Republic of Texas, and we're glad he's doing so. So he'll be back here, looks like maybe Friday or Saturday. We'll see. Wait, it's already Thursday. My Lord. So he'll probably be back on Saturday morning, most likely. Nonetheless, I'm talking about being tired today from playing baseball. He's going to be really tired after moving back to Texas.
Yeah, he's due in about 9 or 10 Central tonight.
Oh, my Lord.
And then he's going to, you know, take care of business tomorrow. But he'll be back on the show Saturday.
Yeah. Well, from what I just heard, hold on, this just in. Yeah, he's trying to get through Illinois as fast as he possibly can. Okay. That makes perfect sense. All right. Once again, welcome back. I am Chris Sachs. This is the Conservative Cartel. As you just heard, Matt is slowly making his way, or in this case, probably quickly making his way to Texas. We've got the Patriot Mobile Hotline open, 202-866-7466. 202-866-7466 if you want to join us. We're going through the Judicial Watch email breakdown of Hillary Clinton's emails. In the last segment, we saw how at least 10 of them revealed classified documentation and were redacted. That's right, emails that were on her homebrew server. Remember, they deleted only 33,000 of them. Oh, apparently there's some Clinton connections to the foundation as well, between the State Department and the Foundation. But that wasn't happening, remember? That's what they said. We've got Kanye West now wearing MAGA hats and talking about his dragon energy brother, Donald Trump. Is he going full Charlie Sheen on us, Ron? Tiger blood,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, he's my dragon energy brother. All of a sudden, I sound like, when I tried to imitate Charlie Sheen, I sounded like Alex Jones. By the way, I sent Ron a new Alex Jones song. If we have time on the show, we might play it later. I'm just saying, if we have time. I don't know. We got a lot to cover. Rudy Giuliani is reopening negotiations about a potential interview with President Trump and Bob Mueller. Says Trump is resistant. I don't blame him. I wouldn't interview with Bob Mueller. All it is a setup. That is all they're doing. The NRA breaks a 15-year fundraising record with nearly $2.5 million last March. It turns out climate change, not as bad as they thought. Don't worry. We'll keep renegotiating climate change. It's going to be huge. It's going to be terrific. There is no climate change. Ted Cruz has endorsed Donald Trump already for 2020. And we've got the Chris X files today. A 40-year-old man is arrested in the Golden State murder case and raped from the 70s and the 80s. He was the original Night Stalker. All this time I thought Hillary was the original Night Stalker. I was way off. So in the first segment, we went through the 10 redacted emails that are classified on that illegal homebrew server. Yeah. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of the other information that she attempted to delete or otherwise failed to disclose. Once again, remember, James Comey said, she didn't know she was breaking any laws. You know, like manslaughter. Didn't. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris Sachs. Ron Phillips is here. Sexual Chocolate, 202-866-7466 if you want to join us.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs pulling out of consideration. Navy Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson had initially faced a lot of questions about whether he had management experience to handle the job. Then more recently, workplace misconduct allegations arose. President Trump saying on Fox and Friends this morning,
"He was the doctor to President Bush, to President Obama, and to family. He's been my doctor, and he runs a fantastic operation. You know, they have many doctors, and they run a fantastic operation."
And calling it a disgrace the way Jackson's been treated. Jackson himself calling the allegations against him, quote, baseless and anonymous attacks on his character and integrity. Meanwhile, Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo is expected to be confirmed by the Senate in a vote today. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is not here. He's making his way to here. That's right. He is moving his way down from Indiana to Texas. He's on the road. Any more Matt Locke sightings, Ron Phillips?
Not as of yet.
Okay, we just had one. He's cruising through Illinois. He'll be through that state probably.
I'd like to think that they probably made a pee stop, but no. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. I just happen to have inside information, but I'm pretty sure that did not happen.
Okay, all right. You can't confirm that. You're just pretty sure.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's the driving Nazi. The traveling Nazi, Matt.
He is the driving Nazi. So there you go. All right, welcome back to the program. Once again, I'm Chris X. That would be Sexual Chocolate, a.k.a. Ron Phillips, keeping us updated on Matlock's progress. We're glad to have you guys on board. If you want to join us, we're covering a lot of stuff today. The Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. 202-866-7466. Patriot Mobile is a great conservative organization that donates to conservative causes. If you're ready to get a new phone contract with a new company, it's time to move over to Patriot Mobile. 1-800-A-PATRIOT is the number you want to call. Or if you go to the website, patriotmobile.com, you can plug in Cartel and get your activation fee waived. I encourage you to do so because they have a great service and they donate to conservative causes. What a concept. I know, it makes no sense, right? It's great. The exact opposite of your current phone company, I'm assuming. So there you go. 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile hotline if you want to get in. We're discussing the new Judicial Watch dump of classified emails from the Clinton State Department that she claimed didn't happen on her unsecure nonstate.gov email system dated 2010 through 2013. It also details collusion between the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation, which she said didn't happen either. I know for a woman who really didn't lie a lot, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. For a woman who didn't know what she was doing wrong, she sure lied a lot, bleach-bitted, smashed devices, a lot of things that really make her look guilty. By the way, it's almost the weekend, Ron. I sent this to you and Matt yesterday, and I just thought I can't go any further. You know, I talk about Alex Jones, and there's a lot of false flags out there, and there's a lot of gay frogs, and we've talked about it. For those who don't know what it is, well, somebody went through, and I enjoy Alex Jones a lot. Somebody went through and did a little remix. So I think it's time we played a little music for you and just,
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turns
Oh man. There you go. There's your friggin' frog gay. Okay, so if you haven't seen it, you can go just type in gay frogs on YouTube, and you can find just about anything you want on Alex Jones. He turned the friggin' frogs, well, they're putting chemicals in the water, and he's very upset about it. He's very animated. And I like imitating Alex Jones because he's just out there. He has a lot of fun. He was big, and he had to apologize for the whole Pizzagate thing, by the way. And I heard he's being sued because he keeps calling Sandy Hook a false flag, or at least he did. I don't know if he still is. So now he's being sued. He's an interesting guy. The amazing thing is people ask Chris, why don't you follow stuff like that more often? Well, unfortunately, a lot of it, I don't like to be proven wrong on the air, so I wait for certain things like Judicial Watch and stuff to come up with this kind of information because there is a gazillion different theories out there. Unfortunately, most of them are fake, okay? Most of them aren't real, and that's a problem. So I like to go through and wait till things are confirmed by multiple sources before I go on the air with them because I don't want to, you know, like I said, Alex Jones does his thing, and that's fine. And a lot of other people do their type shows. And, you know, Matt's into some of the conspiracy stuff. I used to be, when I was younger, I believed in the whole JFK Kennedy assassination, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald. I thought that was a big conspiracy. And then I read Vincent Bugliosi's book and saw the evidence and went, okay, this wasn't a conspiracy. This made perfect sense. You just, if you go with what, you know, Oliver Stone did in a movie, well, that's a lot of speculation. One thing we're not speculating about is Hillary Clinton had a homebrew server that was not a state.gov email or server, and she had classified documentation on it. Classified emails between her and other foreign leaders discussing classified information, which she lied about repeatedly. Then they tried to destroy all the evidence leading to it. These new classified and other emails appear to be among those that Clinton had attempted to delete or had otherwise failed to disclose. The documents are part of the November 2017 accelerated schedule of production ordered by U.S. District Court Judge James E. Boasberg. The State Department must now complete processing of the remaining documents by September the 28th of this year. there were 72,000 pages recovered by the FBI in its investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. The State Department's original production rate would have put the completion date into all the way into 2020, which, well, wouldn't that have been good timing if she decides to run for president again? If she was president, would she have her own homebrew server? Because if that, well, there was nothing wrong with that, why couldn't she do it again? The newly obtained documents came in response to this Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed on May the 6th, 2015, after the State Department failed to respond to a March 4th, 20 Freedom of Information request. This is why Hillary Clinton had that homebrew server. This is why she had an illicit and illegal server, because she knew, or at least she thought, that if she had that, no one else could go in and obtain those emails, because she knew they could get it off state.gov email account. So she tried to bypass the system so you wouldn't be able to see it. Unfortunately, we found out about it. All emails sent or received by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in her official capacity as Secretary of State, as well as emails by other State Department employees to Secretary Clinton regarding her non-state.gov email address, are supposed to be on this thing. Many of them involve Huma Abedin, you know, the wife of Mr. Weiner, Anthony Weiner, who's in jail for sexting a teenage girl. Yeah, some of these emails were on that, her laptop, that was, I'm sorry, his laptop, which is probably a place you don't want to be. Abedin, who joined the State Department as Deputy Chief of Staff back in 09, from June 2012 to 2013, was granted status as a, quote, special government employee, allowing her work as a consultant to clients like Teneo, and served as a paid consultant to the Clinton Foundation. Oh, she would double dip in. Several of the emails demonstrate the commingling of the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Family Foundation business. In November of 2010, an email with the subject line, "How do I get through to Bill Clinton?" Rafael Anchia, a lawyer with Haynes Boone, asked Clinton campaign official Ed Meir if he could get to the gatekeepers to get Bill Clinton to give a speech in Spain, noting that, quote, a large bank is willing to pay for it. Oh, you mean little collusion going on, little slush fund stuff going on here? Maybe pay for play? Meir forwarded the email to the State Department Deputy Chief of Staff Jake Sullivan, who forwarded it to former Deputy Chief of Staff Huma Abedin. Abedin sent it to Bill Clinton's scheduler at the Clinton Foundation, Terry Krenvick, who provided Clinton's contact information, to which Sullivan responded, "Awesome!" Ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we know about this is because of the Freedom of Information request put in by Judicial Watch, because Hillary Clinton tried to hide all of this from us. She was an eyelash away from president. We are an eyelash away from tyranny. Always. In September of 2011, I'm not done. There's more, kids. In September of 2011, Huma Abedin sent Sullivan an email concerning the Clinton Global Initiative with, quote, potential questions for closing plenary conversations between Secretary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, in which Abedin included some proposed questions to put to Hillary and Chelsea. 4 days later, Sullivan forwards a revised list of questions, completely redacted as interagency deliberative process, to Abedin and Clinton's Chief of Staff, Cheryl Mills, saying, "Here are my proposed questions." In September of 2010, an email containing the subject line, "President Banda's MOU, Memorandum of Understanding with the Clinton Global Initiative," U.S. Ambassador Janine Jackson writes to the Clinton Development Initiative official Walker Morris, CC'd to the Clinton Foundation official Amitabh Desai, discussing State Department spending in the country of Malawi. In the email, Jackson says, "We will be anxious to collaborate once you have an idea of the MOU's intent." Morris responds that, "We are very excited about the CDI's, the Clinton Development Initiative, future work in Malawi, and certainly see great opportunity to collaborate." Once again, no collusion, de collusion. Other emails show that Bill Clinton appears to conduct State Department and Clinton Foundation business simultaneously. See, they realized if she was elected, she could just simply pardon and make all of this go away. Now you know why James Comey didn't do anything. He thought she was going to be, well, he was with her. In September of 2012, an email with the subject line, Burma. Desai briefs Jake Sullivan on Bill Clinton's discussions in Burma. Desai reports in part, WJC mentioned work of CF, the Clinton Foundation, and offered help in any way. Than Shwe, president of Burma, had already said he asked Hillary Rodham Clinton about the WJC Foundation and wanted to invite the WJC Foundation to work in Myanmar, collaboration with other government agencies and non-GNOs, or ENGOs, sorry, NGOs. E-I-N-G-O. T.S. invited WJC, to open offices in Rangoon and Mandalay. The same day, Avedin writes to Desai, she copied, carbon copied, CC'd, Mills, Sullivan, Fuchs, had a good meeting with Libya and Burma. Hillary Rodham Clinton looked forward to hearing about Burma. We met at 5:45. I believe you have to download, Jake. It goes on and on and on and on. And you know what? Let's go to the phones. Looks like we have a caller. I don't see the name, so I'm going to go to the phones. Have your name ready and where you're calling from, and we'll take you on the program, see how you sound. Good morning. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Susan. It's an old lady name. I'm postmenopausal, and I used to be a libtard, but I'm not anymore.
That sounds like you got educated, Susan.
I certainly did. Why don't you try having a baby in a hospital and see how the doctors need to rescue the fetus from your vagina because it's...
She was smoking, so that's more than I was. That is my favorite call of all time. Man, you just made my day, Susan. You really did.
Caught me off guard just a little bit. I started laughing. I started crying, and I don't know.
I don't blame you on that one. I have a feeling that might end up on YouTube somewhere. I'm just saying.
I'm working on that now.
All right, so in September of 2012, an email with the subject line, Colombia, President Santos, Desai and Toiv, thank you for the call, Susan. Toiv, T-O-I-V, discuss requests by Colombian President Manuel Santos that Bill Clinton say some positive words about Santos' initiative reaching out to the FARC terrorist group. Santos provided the Clinton Foundation with suggested language. T-O-I-V, Toiv, said that she would check. Also mentioned that she was working on a visa issue. What else happened in September? Ron, do you remember anything of substance that occurred back in September of 2012?
I might know a few things.
Okay. Yeah. I think
September 11th, actually.
Oh, there was that day. That's right. That was a big anniversary day of the terrorist attack on 2001 when 3,000 Americans were murdered by terrorists. So it was just a celebration of life that day, that terrorist attack. There was no other terrorist attacks that occurred that day, right?
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, that's
little
right.
Benghazi happened in that day.
There was a coordinated terrorist attack by Al-Qaeda-like groups that attacked in Benghazi, killed four Americans, including an ambassador that Hillary Clinton said, well, it was not a terrorist attack. It wasn't coordinated. It was a spontaneous reaction to a video that no one ever saw. So did Ambassador Susan Rice. And they did the circuits, kids. They did the TV circuits talking about Hillary Clinton met with a family and said, we're going to get the guy who did that video. And they did. They got the guy who did that video and put him in jail. And then later had to admit that video had absolutely nothing to do with a coordinated terrorist attack on the anniversary of September the 11th that they lied about to make sure Barack Obama was reelected. You friggin' scumbags. Friggin' gay frogs!
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Oh, man, I'm still laughing. Great.
Everybody seems to think that was Matt, frankly.
Everybody really enjoyed that, by the way. All right, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is not here today. He'll be back here in a day or so. He's making his way back to Texas as he moves the family down to the Republic of Texas. In the last segment, we went through the whole Judicial Watch Clinton email thing, okay? We're done with that. If you want more information, you can go look it up at judicialwatch.org, and you can just see it was pretty clear that Hillary Clinton and the gang did everything they could to try to hide this information, and she absolutely knew she was breaking the law. And the article ends with this. It is shameful that Hillary Clinton attempted to delete her high classified information that Obama appointees James Comey and Loretta Lynch refused to prosecute her, said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. It's clear that the Clintons were using the State Department to run an extensive influence peddling scheme. Americans should be concerned that while untold resources are devoted to the abusive Mueller special investigation, President Trump, this Justice Department seems uninterested in prosecuting the Clintons. Dead on, right on the money. And that's what we covered. We also received a wonderful phone call from Susan, which was a lot of fun. I see you guys on the Liberty Eagle. Y'all thought she sounded a lot like Nancy Pelosi. She did a little. There was, they sounded similar. And It was a fun phone call. I had a good time. I'm sure that's going to be on YouTube. Oh, man. All right, as we wrap up today's show, the first hour of today's show. We got hour number two coming right back at you. Don't go away. What we're going to do is we're going to go into a little bit of Kanye, not Kanye Twitty, but Kanye West. He is wearing a MAGA hat now, defending his love for his dragon energy brother, Donald Trump. Even Kim Kardashian has to go on and defend her, Trump, through her husband. Now, you got Giuliani reopened negotiations about a presidential interview with Bob Mueller. The NRA breaking 15-year fundraising records in March, $2.5 million. Ted Cruz has already endorsed Donald Trump in 2020. What does that tell you? He doesn't care what Donald says. He cares what he does. Just like me. Me and Ted are exactly the same. Okay, I wasn't born in Canada. I'm not half Cuban. He's way smarter than me. He's way more accomplished than me. But other than that, Ron, we're identical. I think we're the same person, almost. What do you think?
I think so.
You think so? Okay. All right. If you say so. I mean, I think we're pretty much identical. Or not. At all. Okay, so I want to get into some Kanye here. Following up, remember what happened earlier in the week, for those of you who are maybe just tuning in. Kanye West went and defended this lady on Twitter, Candace Owens. He said he likes the way she thinks. She went off and had something to say that, oh, man, you know what, I'll play that very quickly for you, because she made some good points, and because it ventures off the reservation, liberals are out of their mind. She's a black female conservative activist.
I can guarantee you what you're seeing happening is victim mentality versus victor mentality.
That's
I promise you, the people here are going to win. And there's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you right now who is going to be better off. When we look 20 years and we look at the faces in this room, who is going to be better off are the girls that are sitting right here and across this room, because they don't have your mentality. Victim mentality is not cool. I don't know why people like being oppressed. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I love oppression. We're oppressed. 400 years of slavery, Jim Crow, which, by the way, none of you guys lived through. Your grandparents didn't. It's embarrassing. You utilize their history, and you come in here with more emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. More emotion than they ever had when they were living through it. It's embarrassing. You're not living through anything right now. You're overly privileged Americans.
She pretty much nailed it, and of course she was schooling these Black Lives Matter protesters. Her being black and having her own opinion really freaks liberals out. Well, Kanye West said, I like the way this lady thinks. He's always been sort of a contrarian himself, and he's weird and does weird stuff. It shouldn't surprise anyone that he likes Donald Trump. Because he's already hated, so he doesn't care. So he likes Donald Trump, and he tweeted that, and oh man, people went crazy, and then he said, I love Donald Trump. A lot of people don't know, Kanye West had a problem apparently with opioids at one point, and when he went to go get help, the first person who called him was Donald Trump, asking him if he needed anything. Because Don knows Kanye, and apparently they get along just fine. I know Donald Trump is supposed to be a racist monster, but he was never called a racist ever until he ran as a Republican. Then, of course, he has to be racist. Well, now Kanye's wearing his MAGA hat, his dragon brother Trump. In other words, he's digging in like Trump. They called him the Black Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, you made his day. You liberals keep doing your hate and progress and tolerance, and we'll keep doing reality. How's that? Hour number two is upon us. Don't go away. More Conservative Cartel.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.